are listening to Real World News. Friends of the Earth International's opinion after UN conference on sustainable development. Friends of the Earth International strongly condemned world leaders for selling out people and the planet in the Rio+20 declaration, which falls way short of the action needed to tackle the planetary crisis we face and does not include any of the real solutions demanded by the people at the Alternative People Summit. According to Friends of the Earth International, the lack of political will from governments is rooted in the undue influence of corporations over governments and the UN institutions, but pressure from civil society groups and movements and developing countries prevented world leaders from agreeing an even worse Rio+20 declaration that would have taken the world further backwards than we were 20 years ago. Once again, corporate polluters have held UN decision-making hostage to further in their economic interests at the expense of people's well-being and the planet. But real solutions to the crisis exist and were presented by the Alternative People Summit. They include economic justice, climate justice, and food sovereignty, said Nimo Basse, chair of Friends of the Earth International. Friends of the Earth International has been a key player in the People Summit, an alternative space independent from the UN Summit supported by over 200 civil society groupings who have worked together over the past 9 days to generate ideas for the change needed to tackle the crisis we face. Friends of the Earth International and our allied social movements will keep fighting the corporate capture of the UN, which is stopping our governments from listening to the voices of the 99% of the people. These voices include not only the People's Summit voices here in Rio, but also the voices of the Occupy and Indignados movements around the world, said Lucy Ortiz, Economic Justice International Program Coordinator at Friends of the Earth International. People's power is a solution to the crisis we are facing. The Alternative People's Summit in Rio was an example of people's voices uniting to demand real solutions. We need to build on our strengths and organize ourselves to resist corporate power, false solutions, and reclaim our democracies and UN decision-making, said Isaac Rojas, Friends of the Earth International Coordination of the Forest and Biodiversity Program.
You are listening to Real World News.